Once celebrated as a Nobel Prize-winning antiparasitic, ivermectin was demonised by the government and mainstream media during the COVID pandemic. Why the sudden smear campaign? Because this unassuming drug poses a direct threat to the trillion-dollar profits tied to the alarming rise in turbo cancers linked to the vaccines. And the truth is getting harder to silence. Even Hollywood icon Mel Gibson has witnessed it firsthand. Four of his closest vaccinated friends were diagnosed with stage 4 cancer in recent years. But instead of relying on mainstream solutions, they dared to try something different. And the results have been nothing short of remarkable. This is crucial information, and it's vital that everyone understands the game the elite are playing so they can't cause any more damage to our health. Before we dive in, join the People's Voice Locals community if you haven't already, and sign up to become a member of the world's first ever cybernation that truly believes in life, liberty, and the pursuit of your dreams. Visit joson.com and click the Join Us button today. It's completely free. Hollywood legend Mel Gibson has never been one to shy away from challenging the narrative. Despite being cancelled by the industry for speaking his mind, he continues to rise stronger every time. Why? Because authenticity speaks volumes. People recognise it when they see it. And in today's entertainment world, it's one of the rarest and most powerful gifts to possess.
I have three friends. All three of them had stage 4 cancer. All three of them don't have cancer right now at all. And they had some serious stuff going on.
What did they take?
Jesus. They took some, what you've heard they've taken.
Ivermectin.
Fenbendazole.
Yeah. I'm hearing that a lot.
They drank hydrochloride something or other.
There's studies on that now where people have proven that
people are drinking methylene blue and stuff like that.
Yeah, methylene blue, which was a fabric dye.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a textile dye. And now they find out it has profound effects on your mitochondria.
Yep.
Yeah.
This stuff works, man.
There's a lot of stuff that does work, which is very strange because, again, it's profit.
It's not just Mel Gibson. It's honest and caring doctors across the country and the world who are more concerned with living up to their Hippocratic Oath and less concerned with being salespeople for Big Pharma. Dr. Kathleen Ruddy has seen several late-stage cancer patients make dramatic recoveries after taking ivermectin. One patient was in bad shape. And then something remarkable happened.
A second patient crossed my path. A guy in his 70s who had been losing weight for a year and a half, 40 pounds, not vaccinated. 40-pound weight loss. Smoker, drinker, all he does is fish. And he could no longer swallow, and he could hardly talk. And so I got on the phone with him, and I said, Eddie, you know, tell me a little bit about your history and so forth. He knew someone with prostate cancer who had taken ivermectin. It cured himself from prostate cancer with that. So Eddie began taking ivermectin. I have no idea what the dosing was. He was just taking it. And I gave him some advice about diet and, you know, try and get the weight back on and so on and so forth. Within a couple of weeks, he sounded stronger. He could swallow. He had gained 6 pounds. His voice was better. Followed him for the next couple of weeks, maybe another month or so, and I said, Eddie, we need to get a scan. He doesn't have insurance, he doesn't like doctors, whatever. He had been diagnosed in that interval with 2 esophageal tumors, unresectable. Surgeons wouldn't go near it. The doctor said, well, we'll give you chemo and radiation, and Eddie said, no, you're not. So he takes his ivermectin, maybe about 6 weeks later, I said, Eddie, you need to get a scan. I had to argue with Eddie to get a scan. We got the scan. No tumors. Gone. The problem was that he had sold his fishing boat. That was the biggest problem. He was getting better. His tumor was gone. Now I need to go out and buy another fishing boat. That was the second patient. I was like, well, now that's interesting.
If you think we're not living in Orwell's thought police state, where mainstream media and social media platforms dance to the strings of three-letter agencies, the deep state and globalist elites, it's time to wake up and smell the cappuccino. The game is rigged, top to bottom. Every day, new revelations expose the staggering depths of corruption in this ongoing war against humanity and everything good we stand for. Mark Zuckerberg appeared on the Joe Rogan podcast on Friday and admitted that the Biden regime would call Meta to scream and curse at them to censor true information on their platforms. According to Zuckerberg, the thought police called them and demanded that they ban a meme about vaccine side effects, featuring an image of Leonardo DiCaprio. This is the despotic behavior of the criminally insane.
These people from the Biden administration would call up our team and like scream at them and curse. And it's like these documents are, it's all kind of out there.
Did you record any of those phone calls?
I don't think we, but I think.
I want to listen.
I mean, there are emails. the emails are published. It's all kind of out there. And they're like, and basically it just got to this point where we were like, no, we're not going to take down things that are true. That's ridiculous. They wanted us to take down this meme of Leonardo DiCaprio looking at a TV talking about how 10 years from now or something, you know, you're going to see an ad that says, okay, if you took a COVID vaccine, you're eligible for, for this kind of payment, like so, this sort of like class action lawsuit type meme. And they're like, no, you have to take that down. I think that while they're trying to push that program, they also tried to censor anyone who is basically arguing against it. And they pushed us super hard to take down things that were honestly were true, right? I mean, they basically pushed us and said, you know, anything that says that vaccines might have side effects, you basically need to take down. And I was just like, well, we're not going to do that. Like, we're clearly not going to do that. I mean, that is kind of inarguably
who is,
true.
Who is they? Who's telling you to take down things that talk about vaccine side effects?
It was people in the Biden administration.
While the Biden administration was busy censoring the truth, demonizing ivermectin to protect Big Pharma's profits, and forcing millions of Americans to choose between mRNA vaccines and their livelihoods, behind the scenes, they were taking ivermectin themselves. Why? Because they knew just how effective it really is. And we've got the receipts coming right up. Today's sponsor is ReliableMedicines.com. If you think Big Pharma care about your health, think again. The price of medicine in America has skyrocketed in recent years, while the real cures for many illnesses and diseases continues to be suppressed. That's why I've partnered with ReliableMedicines.com. All of their FDA-approved medicines are the cheapest you'll find anywhere. They deliver effective medicines straight to your door, such as ivermectin, sopiclone, hydroxychloroquine, fenbendazole, and peinosoma, to name just a few. Speaking of fenbendazole, not only does it get rid of parasites that live inside your body, there have been studies that show fenbendazole can help with cancer. Listen to this testimony of Joe Tippins, a cancer survivor, thanks to the type of medicines found at ReliableMedicines.com.
2 years ago, Joe Tippins says he was told to go home, call hospice, and say his goodbyes. The doctors were unanimous. He was going to die of small cell lung cancer.
Once that kind of cancer goes that far afield, the odds of survival are less than 1%, and the median life expectancy is 3 months.
Tippin says he got a tip, not from a pharmacist, but a veterinarian. And in his desperation, he turned from people medicine to dog medicine. Specifically, fenbendazole.
My insurance company spent $1.2 million on me with traditional means before I switched to a $5 a week medicine that actually saved me.
Please click the link below this video to take advantage of this fantastic offer. Make no mistake, it's one rule for thee and another for me. While the US government was ordering the mainstream media to demonize ivermectin, they were also funneling billions of taxpayer dollars to Walgreens and CVS to block ivermectin prescriptions during the pandemic. Meanwhile, hundreds of members of Congress were enjoying the benefits of ivermectin, all while depriving the public of the same benefits.
200 congresspeople have been treated with ivermectin for COVID. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Google that. 200, I believe you could probably find it in Dr. Pierre Corey's Twitter page. Yeah, before there were vaccines, this was a common treatment, an off-label treatment for COVID. Now, I do not know what the motivation for demonizing this particular medication is. Again, I'm not a doctor and I'm not a scientist, but I would imagine some of it has to do with money. The reason being is that it is a generic drug now. The patent has run out, so anybody can make it, and it's worth like 30 cents a dose.
The elite suppression of ivermectin becomes even more damning, considering the findings of recent studies. World-leading oncologist Dr. William Mackis highlighted a major study, confirming that Mel Gibson's claims that ivermectin appears to cure cancer, including stage 4 cancers, is based on scientific fact. Big Pharma just don't want you to know about it. Because, as Rogan pointed out, there's no money in it for them. The research, led by Dr. Mandy Juarez and her team in Mexico, tested ivermectin against 28 different types of cancer. The results were astounding and unprecedented. The study found the ivermectin to be successful in treating all of the cancers it was tested against. Although some cancers were more resistant to ivermectin, the drug still showed usefulness and enhanced the effectiveness of chemotherapy in cases where doctors had given up hope. Ivermectin was found to be useful in treating both lymphoma and leukemia, with the drug proving to have a significant impact on those cells' ability to form colonies. The study found that at a human dose of 2 milligrams per kilogram, ivermectin can achieve anti-cancer effects, such as cell cycle arrest, preferential inhibition of cancer stem-like cells, synergized with several chemotherapy drugs. Responding to the study, Dr. Makis wrote, "Remember, turbo cancers caused by Pfizer and Moderna COVID-19 mRNA vaccines are very resistant to chemotherapy. Ivermectin can overcome this chemo resistance. This is the first study I've seen that has tested as many as 28 cancer types with ivermectin. Incredible." Big pharma giant Pfizer are set to rake in trillions of dollars in profits after repositioning themselves to take advantage of the explosion in turbo cancers that they helped to cause with the mRNA rollout. No wonder the mainstream media, which is heavily bankrolled by Pfizer and Bill Gates, continues to demonize the drug. With this in mind, it's worth acquainting ourselves with the tactics used by the media to smear the drug and anyone who dares to mention it in a positive light. The FDA's public relations attack campaign against the drug should go down in infamy, representing the lowest point in the history of the agency and their collusion with Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci, and Big Pharma. But don't take my word for it. The FDA's own attorney, who fought the ivermectin case in court, admitted on undercover camera that they should never have told the American public not to take the drug.
I did have a case. If you remember, during the pandemic, FDA issued some tweets that said, "You're not a horse, you're not a cow."
I do remember that.
Started with the ivermectin?
Yes.
Well, they were sued over that.
Did you defend them in that?
I did. I was somewhat successful. To win my case, then they appealed, and the different officer handled the appeals lost me.
They really shouldn't be saying, "Don't take this drug." They often use something like tweets as like a vehicle to pursue a broader agenda.
What's behind the agenda, I don't know, but it's evil.
I do think it was a purposeful, coordinated attack into PR to get the shot in every arm. Talk to your doctor, not the government agency.
Well, they put out that tweet. That was probably the most successful public relations campaign that any health agency ever did.
The Food and Drug Administration had to put out an unusual warning to Americans this week. They tweeted, quote, "You are not a horse. You are not a cow. Seriously, y'all, stop it." They're talking about people who've been using ivermectin, a drug usually used for deworming horses and livestock, to treat COVID-19.
These crimes have emboldened the COVID cabal to continue to mislead the public and herd us like cattle using the media to disseminate fear-based programming. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. claims that Anthony Fauci and Bill Gates were involved in unethical, criminal and homicidal behavior during the COVID-19 pandemic by denying access to ivermectin. Kennedy Jr. argues that Gates falsely claimed that there was no cure for COVID-19 to promote the mRNA vaccines for profit and control. Now closely aligned with the Trump campaign, Kennedy Jr. has positioned himself as a powerful enemy of the global elite and Big Pharma, taking them on in a way that few others can.
I don't look into Anthony Fauci's head. I don't look into Bill Gates' head. I don't say he did this because he was greedy or because he was manipulative. I just lay out what they did, and the story speaks for itself. And, you know, it's a story of really of people involved in really terrible, terrible, immoral, homicidal, criminal behavior. And using a position in government that he had for 50 years without any election to clamp down these totalitarian controls that were not science-based and that everybody now admits there was no science. In fact, yesterday, the chief attorney for FDA admitted that there was no reason. He admitted because he lost the case in court against the doctor, but there was no reason to discourage people from taking ivermectin. Ivermectin was a very, very devastating cure or COVID. It literally obliterated COVID. And, you know, by depriving people of ivermectin, many people, millions of people around the globe died. And they didn't need to. There were cures for COVID from day one, and very effective cures. Right. But they didn't want that. They wanted the vaccine only. And there was a rule, a little known federal rule that they were all aware of, which said that you cannot issue an emergency use authorization for a vaccine if there is an existing remedy that has already been approved for any use. So if they admitted that hydroxychloroquine or famotidine or ivermectin or any of the 25 existing therapeutic drugs that were very effective against COVID, if they admitted that any of them were effective, the whole vaccine project would have fallen apart. They couldn't have done it. And so they decided that they were going to pretend that there was no cure except for the vaccine. And they gave people a product that was not properly tested, and then now you have a whole generation of kids that has now, you know, got myocarditis, these terrible heart problems in young athletic boys. You're seeing so many kids now drop dead on playing fields.
Right.
And that we never saw anything like this before. On average, it was, I think, 29 a month globally, athletes who died on the field. And we were getting down to hundreds a month now.
Right.
And it's, and there still has to be a reckoning. The mainstream media hasn't caught up with the science. But the science is out there now, and it's devastating.
For decades, the elite have waged a relentless psychological war against humanity, undermining our health and well-being. But the tides are turning. People are waking up, rallying behind truth-tellers like RFK Jr., and demanding accountability. Justice for these crimes against humanity is no longer just a demand, it's a movement. Many people thought Australia had fallen, but there remains hope even in the darkest WF-infiltrated countries. New Member of Parliament John Ruddock quoted actual data to explain to the Australian people how they were scammed during the pandemic.
The first was the authoritarian COVID police state. All over a bad flu. Bad flus are bad. Bad flus happen from time to time. But we treated COVID as though it was Ebola. The COVID fatality rate in New South Wales was 0.13%, at the upper end of what we expect each winter, maybe a little bit more, but to call COVID a pandemic was an insult to pandemics. The average age of a COVID fatality in Australia is higher than the average life expectancy. The New South Wales government locks citizens in quarantine just for being near a COVID positive person. Many want to move on from COVID. I don't. Elements in the media tell us there is another pandemic around the corner. It'll be worse than COVID. I'm sceptical, but if true, surely we need a royal commission into the last time a pandemic was declared so we can learn. Sweden alone resisted the hysteria. Masks, lockdowns and vaccines were recommended, but not compelled. Sweden trusted its citizens. And Sweden has had Europe's lowest increase in excess deaths over the past 3 years.
We are not going to forgive, and we're not going to forget. As RFK Jr. says, Fauci should be facing a Nuremberg Code Level Red panel for homicidal actions during the COVID pandemic. And Gates, the vaccine grifter and eugenicist, deserves the same treatment. Thanks to the tireless work of people like you, the people of the world are wising up and rising up. And with leaders like RFK in the next Trump administration and John Ruddock in Australia, the day the elite are held to account for their crimes is getting closer by the minute. We are living in critical times. And here at TPV, we're determined to expose the elite and hold them to account before it's too late. Join us in our mission to wake up the masses by subscribing to the channel and joining the People's Voice Locals community to join our amazing team. I hope to see you there. Today's video is brought to you by IPv6ers. Are you a content creator who wants to publish information online without Big Brother spying and censoring your every move? IPv6ers is set to revolutionize the way information is disseminated on the internet by eliminating the need for big tech companies to provide unreliable, overpriced services such as self-hosting, email and data management. IPv6ers enables an easy and accessible way for you to host your own web and email server with direct end-to-end connections and enhanced security. This means no snooping from Big Brother and no interference from the technocratic elite. If Hillary Clinton can get away with running her own server, why shouldn't you? Go to thepeoplesvoice.tv/IPv6 to sign up, or click the link below this video to take back control of the internet and win the info wars against the globalists. If you like our content, help support our sponsor, IPv6ers, and go to thepeoplesvoice.tv/IPv6 today. Thank you, IPv6ers, for making this video possible.